This is Kenya, the number one opera in the world, according to Foreign. You're watching Foreign Channel, also known as the number one existence fan in the world.
Thanks to eSports Bet, my life be like, ooh, ah, ooh, ah. Now, I don't really know entirely what that means, but they are one of the main sponsors of my channel that enable me to do all this great work. Obviously, nice to write your own reviews as well. Now, who is eSports Bet? Well, they are the industry's leading crypto odds matrix, and they have their classic first-time deposit bonus of 50% or up to 200 USDT. So use my referral link below if you'd like to check them out. Now, ZeeWoo, I call him ZeeWoo, he calls himself ZeeWoo, might be the second best player in the world at this point in time. He is certainly, in my opinion, the second best player over the last 4 years. Obviously, Simple is number one in that regard. But I actually think, this might be a controversial take, I think he has unrealized potential. I think there is actually a gear, and particularly a mindset and a mentality, that ZeeWoo has not yet attained or shifted into. And I think when he does, and I do think it's a case of when more than if, although this is a personality issue, I do actually think he can become even better. And it is possible, I don't know if he can, but it is possible he could actually contend with Simple just outright every respect, in my opinion, and could actually potentially beat him and be the true number one. The reason he was number one for me in 2019 was more due to what Blade did with Simple and the Krieg and some of the things they did in that team and bringing Guardian back, and the results weren't the same. So to me, it's a little bit more sketchy on the 2019 one. If you want actually Zero to be the real number one player in the world, maybe in history, then I think this is the last thing he has to accomplish. Now, I don't mean in the sense of like he can improve his skill or just his knowledge about the game or something not obvious that any player could improve a little bit. I actually think for a player like him to just improve raw skill, I think you're asking too much there. I think a player that could be capped out in terms of raw skill is unbelievably good. Like, how many players aside from Simple, whatever as skilled as this guy? What, like maybe Nico? Okay, like one or two. Kenny S, you know, like it's a pretty short list. Obviously, everyone can improve knowledge. Everyone can get experience. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about how ZeeWoo is used in his teams. Crucially, how he uses himself, and as a result, how he thinks about himself as a figure in his team, how he perceives himself and what his role is and what he can do and what his responsibilities are. It's going to be a key term, responsibilities. Now, this is a point I actually made on Scriv's podcast ages ago with Pranor Gore, because as I joked about on that podcast, since some of those shows aren't that viewed, I just use it as like an open mic night. I try a few ideas out for Think One Sticks. I have a good little rant. I just think, hey, I'll make a proper video on that one day. So this is that video. Now, what I'm going to do is, I'm not just going to purely talk about ZeeWoo and his career. I'm going to contrast him with a bunch of players you're going to know, so you're going to get a sense of like what the spectrum is for how different players can be, where they are in terms of their career, what changed for them. So I'm going to contrast him obviously at some points with Simple, because he has done what ZeeWoo could do but has not yet. But actually, there's other players that ZeeWoo maybe is better than now, and maybe even historically might be considered better than, or one day will be considered better than. And it's more just about, again, style, mentality. It's not that they have to be better than ZeeWoo or ZeeWoo has to be better than them. So what I'll say is this: I will also contrast him with players like Nico, Kenny S, Shox, Shiro, Device. Like, these are the players I want to use, so you can see what I mean by this aspect. Because the main area of unrealized potential for ZeeWoo is his role, and quite frankly, it's sort of the status he has in his team and the amount of agency he has, how much initiative he can take, even how much say he gets in what he does and what the team does around him. In my opinion, essentially, the simplest way to say it was, it's how central what he wants to do is to what Vitality does. That's the key epiphany that I need ZeeWoo to have. When ZeeWoo is played around, or when he's in positions to be the primary carry, to have all the resources, it's in a situation where he's just got to take his gunfights. Yeah, you know what? He is a contender for the best player ever in history. He's a contender for the best player in the world. He is all the things, if you're a ZeeWoo fan, you would want him to be. But this is the key thing. Even in the way people give compliments to ZeeWoo, teammates of his, people who like him, like Snappy, etc. Even when the people like Snappy tried to explain that they think he's better than Simple, if you actually listen to how they do it, this just shows where we have a difference of opinion. They actually explain, basically, in a positive way, what I actually think is some of the deficiency of ZeeWoo's game, which is that, by all accounts, he is a guy who has a good team understanding. He is a guy that has a willingness to sacrifice at times. He is someone who will just play a role if you want and not be the main center of attention always. He is someone who will give up space to other people or give spots or even the AWP to someone else. He is someone apparently who was really good at listening to the coach and the in-game leader and doing what they ask and won't be too selfish and will wait for instructions sometimes. The point is, those are good qualities themselves in moderation, but it sounds to me, and from some of the things I've heard, like it goes too far sometimes in that respect. So this is a really central point I have to make, because it's what I feel like in my career. I'm one of the few people who seems to have come to this conclusion. And when I've observed it, I understand why though, which is when I look at how self-centered most of the truly great, super skilled star players are, it's actually the opposite way to Zebu. What happens is usually their skill and their aim make them very cocky individually and absurdly confident. They think you can take any fight, win any fight, beat any opponent, because they only view the game through skill, because that's the thing they're the best at. So to them, an easy way your ego can go, I am the best, is that you look at this one area, I'm the best in that. Let's just only view the game through that. Let's forget this guy who's like more tactical, like an in-game leader. Forget like a perfecto who's good in like the clutch. It's about this. If it was football, it's about scoring goals. If it's about the NFL, it's about touchdowns. Counter-Strike, it's about frags. I get the most frags. I'm the most skilled at. Normally, when you have those players, an obvious corollary is they're going to say, so give me all the resources. Give me all the spots I want. Get out of my way. Give me that gun. I want to do this. I want to play this map. I want to play this spot. Normally, they are selfish because all they know is how to get that done. That's the way they've always played and always aspired to play. And they might even look at players like Trump and go, I want to be like him. And so as a result, normally, the whole conversation around these players, from teammates, from peers, from people who analysts, is normally like, right, let's give this guy the messaging. Let's brainwash this guy to reduce his ego a little bit, to make him understand it's a team game, it's 5v5, it's Counter-Strike. Even if you're the carry, even if you only get the kills, it's how do you get them? And does that make the job easier or harder for a teammate? And can he do what they're doing then? Will you win playing this way? So if you think of some of the great one-man carries, Kenny S is obviously one of the all-time greats, especially in the Titan without Kaylee. Shox has been a one-man carry across a bunch of teams, probably the best rifler ever, basically the precursor of Nico in that sense, could be just the best rifler year after year after year after year, go to head-to-head with the AWPers. Simple, obviously, goes out saying probably had the greatest, most enormous, immense ego of any pro player ever, justifiably, but it also got him in a lot of trouble in his career and held him back for a while. And Nico, I'd say he's not quite as bad as Simple in that regard, but he definitely has a very, very, very healthy ego, and obviously, crucially in his teams. I mean, quite frankly, you should play around Nico, right? I think he should demand to be played around. He is that good. So the lesson for those players tends to be, well, look, your skills aren't always going to be the best every day in the service. What happens in a day when your skills aren't on? Do you take care of those peaks like Kenny does and just die? What do? Do you just play aggro like Nico and see if it just doesn't work out that day and then hope a teammate does something? No, so what you do is you tell these guys, first of all, not only can you not be the best every day, this is why Simple sort of bucked this trend, and Kenny S in his prime and Shox, etc. But also, you tell them, you have other weapons to use. You don't have yourself. You can use your teammates to win the game. It's what people like Michael Jordan and Kobe had to learn. It's like, look, right, Derek Fisher or like John Paxson, they're not as good as me, but I could use them. I could set them up in a way. I could find them their best shots. They have their own skill set. I can play to. The point is, there's a way, if we can get their best and nearly all of my best, we're just going to win the game, aren't we? Whereas if it's just me and he can't have a good game at all, we're going to lose a bunch of the games. Normally, that's the lesson you're trying to teach them. Basically, learn how to see it as a game where, yes, you're a weapon, maybe even the primary weapon, but you have other tools and weapons in your team. Learn how to use them, and that's how you win team Counter-Strike, right? That's what we're normally trying to teach these guys. And most of the names I've referenced, they're more in that vein, and that's the journey they go through in their careers. Now, Zewu, in my opinion, he has actually taken a more unique route, which I think is more comparable to like Device in his early years. I would say maybe Shiro now from Cloud9 / Gambit, which is, I actually think Zewu needs to develop his ego more like Device did, although Device didn't go as far as I would with Zewu, because Device doesn't have Zewu's skill set. And I don't think Shiro yet has, but I think one day he will need to if he wants to really get in this convo beyond just stats. Because Device pre-2016 was just one of the good players in TSM. He was probably the best at one point because he's a very consistent player. His skills are good. But people like Dupree were phenomenal. KJB was very explosive. Zipnix did win all the clutches and still frag. Like, that was a very, very well-rounded team. I think Shiro now still relies on some elements of how the team style works, getting helped and set up sometimes, having people protect him, getting direction from how they're going to play and calls, etc. That's why I actually think, for real, this is a theory of mine. One of the reasons I think She-Ra went absolutely supernova at the major is because actually Cloud9 was playing badly in a lot of those games. And a lot of those times, a lot of it was on CT side. He was just put in the spots where he had to just shoot his way out of trouble or he dies. Like, it wasn't that, like, he just took over the game and, like, mentally, like, I don't think he actually did do that. I think it looked like he did, but I think it wasn't as simple as that. And I actually think if, when he actually becomes a player who can sort of, like, see this game's going to shit, if he's having a bad game, and it's just struggling, Hobbit didn't show up, that's when he can just go, right, smash in case of emergency, pull out the carry pants, I'm taking over this game, give me an orb, give me a hero orb, protect me, come behind me, make space here, I'll take out the, you know what, you get my point. Like, when he does that, I think that's when he, like Ziwu, one day in the future, will be able to go to the absolute peak, because these guys' skills are mega. But they, you see, they're not simple. I know simple isn't simple right now, but we're talking about the simple of the first half of the year, the past years before that. So that's when I think that will be the game changer. Now, did you know esports bet has all the big esports games? Not just CSGO, but it has CSGO now and loads of smaller tournaments. It has Dota 2, League of Legends, Rainbow Six, Valorant, FIFA, Rocket League. It has them all, let's be real. Now, one of the reasons I think Ziwu was like this and uniquely like this is actually because he has a very strange background compared to most very skilled one-man carry stars, which think of Simple to start out with. Simple forced his way into the scene and onto the top teams. When he first came along, he was so bad a personality and teammate that it didn't matter how good he was. They were even kicking him out, not just of the Hellraiser tactics. They were kicking him out of Flipside, where he was like more, twice or five times more skilled than any other player. Super veteran players, Markov played, just being like, we're glad this guy's gone. That's what it was like back then. So he was only making it by virtue of being this insanely skilled player. And because he's not a great team player and great personality to be around, only by being the primary carry. And if you have Simple, it's more like, will we put up with the rest for the fact he could just shoot everyone and win us the game? Sometimes teams would, sometimes teams wouldn't. And there was disputes, not only in Flipside and Hellraisers, but then Team Liquid and even the early Na'Vi. There were always these battles and back and forth. So he was always coming right at you. And you had to sort of, like, let's cool him down a bit. Let's polish off some of the rough edges. Let's show him this other side of the game. Let's bring in people that he can trust and teammates that he can believe in. And he's got help with Electronic, and he's got Zeus, a veteran coach, and then he's got Blade eventually as his coach, and Electronic then taking up different roles. Over time, you can see how they put the right pieces around him, and they convinced him, and the negotiation process got him to buy into what the team was going to do. And over time, you build your squad around him, and you start to negate some of the, like, selfishness, and you find ways to negotiate little bits of resources and help, and eventually he becomes just the absolute best player, because he's taken off all the rough edges, taken away a lot of the cons, and only the pros really remain, and you're just the best. Ziwu came into the scene. By the way, Nico, similar scenario. He came in even more wild one, because he's never been able to find the true home with it. He had FaZe briefly, that was it. But aside from that, he's never really had even the same setup around him. Ziwu came in, probably the most sheltered superstar player ever. This guy came in his first actual pro team, Vitality, forget Against All Authority. From day one, remember, before they had Alex, they had Happy. From day one, he had super, super experienced veteran teammates around him. The greatest players ever in France's history in Source and CSGO. They were just around him from day one. And so as a result, you can actually understand, it's totally logical why he would lack some initiative, right? His teammates are basically always right and always know more than him. They're the ones helping set him up. They're the ones giving him resources. That's why I think Alex made that seemingly ominous comment about, like, you know, we're just, like, flashing him into all these spots wherever he get these kills. The point is, he wasn't just doing it like a one-man army that he just sent loose. They were very much crafting themselves around him, and it was a vehicle that he was the engine of, but he wasn't the one driving the vehicle. And so I've always thought that's why I thought it was unfair. Yes, Simple's had teammates that were literally just bad at the game and a negative, and he had to overcome that. I think Ziwu had teammates who didn't always frag much, but actually some of them could do their job. Their experience is very legit, and some of them really could team play and didn't know what they were doing. That's why I think some of those early Vitality teams are better than people give them credit for. Like, some of those players, they weren't washed, they weren't super skilled anymore, but they definitely could get it done in the game, and some of them even continued years after that to still be pretty good players. So in my opinion, Ziwu doesn't have to take over, or more importantly, doesn't have the same takeover gene or option or switch he can just throw, like Simple did when Na'Vi was losing, was looking bad. I know he actually hasn't done it recently, which is it's actually quite an ominous period in Simple's career, but let's be real, he has all that stuff going on at home and the conflict and stuff, and we understand, we give him a little bit of a pass. Like, when Na'Vi used to be losing or playing better opponents back in, like, 2019, 2018, 2020, Simple would just know, right, I have to take over this game. Like, Edward's feeding on this one, I've just got to go absolutely supernova from my position to make up for that, etc. Like, that's why for me, late 2020, simple, those Nuka games against Vitality and Astralis are some of the best games you will ever see in Pro Counter-Strike. It is unbelievable. It's not just the kills and the output. It's how he uses himself as a piece on the checkboard and how he knows when and where to be selfish to actually give the team a better chance of winning. Because that's the key thing. When you're as skilled as Simple and Ziwu, sometimes you actually are right to be more selfish than be more sacrificial. Because this is a key concept that I've actually worked with a lot of my friends or players I'm friendly with, the Simples of the world, but more in other games, people like Forgiven in League of Legends, or you could contrast it with, let me think, Naniwa in StarCraft, etc., Elise in CSGO, Device. What I tell these players is, or the others, if you're a top player, might always talk about, like, you know, be less selfish, be more. But actually, when you carry and when you get the pieces to carry, it comes with a responsibility. That's the key thing. It isn't just selfishness, because it's not just about you. You owe your teammates something because you get to carry, because you're taking the resource, because you're saying, I'm right there. What I'm saying will work. Do what I say. That comes with the burden that you need to be right. You need to live up to that. So what I always told these players was, I think you should be played around. You should be selfish. You should be the best player. But I'll tell you what, don't ever let me hear you complain. Don't ever let me see you take all the resources, do what you wanted to do, do a really good job, and then just go, but this teammate sucked. It's like, he might have sucked, but he's not supposed to be as good as you. Let's be real about that, because you took the resources. You took the responsibility, so you better carry. So as a result, by the way, if you have that scenario and you play badly and your teammates are just all right, then I also don't want to hear a fucking word from you. That your job was to carry. You took those resources. Yeah, you might still have been better than them or got more kills, but that wasn't what we were doing in this scenario. That's not the understanding we had. So the key thing here that you try to make the guys who are a little bit more reserved or less egotistical understand is, it is right for them to say, I'm going to use myself as the best weapon in this situation, because it is. It is the best one. Not least because, let's be real, you as the superstar player, this is something I tried to drill to Device and Elise on so many occasions. You can do what your teammates cannot, and because they cannot do those things, they sometimes can't even conceive that those things are possible at that moment, or they would just think it would be the wrong move. For you, it would be the right move, and since you can conceive of it, you've got to learn when to be selfish and say, right, actually, I'm going to take the reins right now. I mean, basically, if you go and look, even in the comments, like I said, some of his teammates have sort of suggested as much. Alex, Apex, I think maybe NBK at some point in time. Now, luckily, I do think the fact Vitality's gone international, and let's be real, they're not going to go the other direction. If anything, they're going to go more international. Maybe Apex goes out next. Maybe one day Zibu's the only French player in the team. He's not only speaking English, but he's got, in theory now, a near unlimited amount of teammates he could have in the future, including types of in-game leader, types of coaches, types of other star players to surround him, types of role players. Now there's so many options, and in theory, because he's the main guy and Vitality's built around him and signed him for all these years, I think this means he will get there one day, because I think it's broken the cultural angle. You're not the little kid coming up with all the veterans. Now that's not the case anymore. Look, he's still surrounded by tons of veterans, so maybe, and this is an interesting idea I have, maybe that's also an issue, having those vets from Astralis. You're again going to sort of cede to what they think. They seem like they're right. They've done more than you. Maybe in the future, look, it can't be a Kyojin, but the Masuta type players that he's had briefly, in the future, maybe when he has some young and up-and-coming players and some players that, maybe then he will naturally take more space as they don't. Or maybe he'll have a coach that tells him, you can be more selfish in this way, and he won't have so many vets around him that think they know better. Quite frankly, I want whoever the coach and in-game leader of Zibu is at any point in time for the following years, I want them to push this aspect. I want them to work on this with him, because I actually do think this is one of the reasons why he hasn't had that many big finishes at the big prestige events and the majors, etc., and hasn't won that many titles since 2019. Let's be real, there's been one, basically. No, he's had two. He had Pro League as well, to be fair. So, in my opinion, this whole potential angle, I think the true contrast is obviously with Simple, right? The potential, like, could he be as good as Simple? I think he's the only person, aside from Nico, in CSGO who I think could have been as good as Simple. Like, look, someone like a GetRight, or maybe even a Cold Zero or someone, they maybe could have been the greatest player ever if they had the longevity and the titles. But in terms of, like, pure eye test, in terms of, like, skill peak, in terms of, like, all-around ability, the only ones I think truly at this level is Nico, Simple, Z, which is why I always call them the aliens. Look, there are other people where if they were younger, or it was a different version of the game, Oscar, God, Forrest, Neo, yeah, these guys were unbelievable too, but we're talking about CSGO, we're talking about in this era, these years, right? These are the only ones that have all the elements. And the key thing for me is Nico and Simple have that selfish gene when it matters, in my opinion. They've also, let's be real, like, Zibu's done it so many years at this point in time. He does deserve to be compared with Simple, even though I do not think he wins that comparison. The thing is this, when he did it for 1 year, I wanted people to hold off because all of Meister did it for 1 year. Shox has had like a year where he's got like, then a year where he's not, then a year where he's got like, the point is, it's so rare that like Simple, you just really do put like five straight years in a row. I mean, let's be real, if we want to talk about Austin just being a top five player, for Simple, it maybe goes like 7, 8 years. It depends how generous you want to get or how harshly you want to judge some of the others, because that's the thing. It is impossible to do what he's done. But one of the only people who has a chance is Ziwu. And so to me, the eye test checks out and has done the whole time. It's obvious he's going to remain one of the great players. He's going to have a few more years at least where he's extremely good. There is a window still to win. Now, one thing I want to say about this topic, because unfortunately, Ziwu versus Simple, from the beginning, just degenerated into a stupid playground argument of like Nintendo versus Sega, and like PlayStation versus Nintendo 64, Man United versus Liverpool. It just became some childish, like, playground nonsense. And the worst thing about it is, it's actually denigrated both players. These guys are the GOAT type players. These guys are the greatest players your eyes will ever see. You should cherish this time when you get to see them play. And so to me, I would say, if you're a massive Simple fan, people know I think Simple is better, I hope you by now at least appreciate the greatness of Ziwu. I appreciate it from day one. It's just I thought people overrated him by saying he was better than Simple already. And also just make it like it was easy to just do 4 or 5 more years. By the way, he hasn't ever done as many super elite years as Simple. Simple's just outshone him in that regard. Now, true, he's now at the point in his career where if he can do it the next 3 or 4 years, it lines up in terms of years. But spoiler, like earlier this year, or I think it was maybe even like end of last year, Ziwu's age is already Simple's age when he did his 2018 year. His absolutely unbelievable GOAT year. So like, it's not like he can even go, but he's just younger and less experienced. Well, maybe a tiny bit, but, and obviously the online era did rob him a little bit of that. But I think the key thing I want to make a point of here is, because this just reminds me so much, if I even notice, for some reason, the people that really love Ziwu seem to be the people who in the football discussion really love Messi, and the people who love Simple, that's more like the people who love Ronaldo. And what I want to say on that angle, because I find it so sad, is if your whole thing is only whichever one of them's better, like, because I like him, I'm associated with him, and the other one, I'm going to imply, isn't even just second, he's shit. You're just a moron. You're the person who ruins all sports because you can't appreciate greatness. Like, the key thing to me is this, whichever one you're a fan of, could be Flash and Jadong in Brood War, could be Nadal and Federer in tennis, could be, I don't know, fucking... You can go down the line, can't you? Whichever all-time great players you want. Khabib and GSP. Whichever all-time great person you like. Yeah, you start liking that guy and you have reasons to prefer him and reason to hope he does better. Yeah, that's all fine. But I would hope after time, when you've watched the other guy enough, actually, even if it's begrudgingly, your respect develops for that guy. You actually more and more thought, he is amazing. He's absolutely great. Because if you don't, do you really love Counter-Strike? Do you really love the game? Do you love greatness? I would really ask about that, because here's the thing. I'm a simple guy, but I think Z was unbelievable. And I'll tell you what, if we take Simple out of the equation, like who's the second or third best player, you'll nearly always find me there trying to make that argument and say, actually, get Shiro out the way, get like fucking this player out there. It's got to be Ziwu's number two, right? Of course he is. Get Blame F or whatever. I don't care who. Like, in that scenario, I respect greatness, mate. I appreciate greatness. And this guy's one of the best to ever watch. One of the best players to ever watch, quite frankly. So just like the Messi Ronaldo angle, I just think it's sad when people are just trashing the other one. Like, I think it just implies you don't understand greatness and you do not love the game. So in my opinion, when Ziwu is the number one player in the world, Vitality will become not just successful, much more successful. I think he can be the difference maker, even in these lineups where some of the other players certainly underperform or there's some flawed elements or they haven't quite gotten the team structure together. I think he can do it. Now, Esports Bet also has a different first-time deposit bonus. They have a bet forgiveness up to 100 USDT. So what you do is make a 100 USDT or below bet. And then if you lose it, message the modmail discord at gg/esportsbet. Tell them Last Free Nation or Thorin sent you and they'll credit your account with up to the 100 USDT initial stake. Money doesn't grow on trees. And believe it or not, just watching a video for free with the odd ad doesn't really pay the bills. So thanks to the following people for kindly supporting my work and this particular content. And those people are, of course, Ahmed Haju, Matt Pugnaccio Rakula, Animosity, ButPounder420, Jensen Gore, Kovacevic, Tobias Bernasconi, Tosh, Toucan, and a special thanks always goes out to Jerky's Minion, my main man. You know what? There are plenty of perks to be found on my Patreon. Like, you can find out who upcoming guests are for my reflections interviews and talk shows. You can ask me a question in my monthly AMA. Might get roasted if it's a bit spicy in how you phrase it. You can figure out which pieces of content I might want to do next. I often ask people which they think between certain ideas, offer suggestions. You can even take part in one of those long discussions with me about all kinds of esports, whatever's on your mind. So if any of those sound like something that takes your fancy, put your money where your mouth is. Join the Scrilluminati today via the Patreon link in the description below.